Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin. To master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Once you walked in a forest of splendor in which everything you did and everything you thought was aligned, it is possible at this time to begin to return to the old knowledge. Intuitive healer and manifester Julia Griffin is here to talk about this unique time in history when all sentient beings, animals, plants, trees, and the earth are intent on creating this change. The wolves awakened her to the most incredible light, which opened gifts and brought knowledge that she longs to share. You are creators, and you are born to be creators of beauty, possibility, and joy. Join Julia on a journey into a beautiful and magical world where amazing possibilities exist. Let us help open the door. The power of inspiration and awakening with Julia Griffin starts right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. Welcome to the show. We're going to go a little more deeply into the world of the wolves, which brought me into awakening and also into a very magical world that I want to share with you. We'll talk about what I learned from them and how you can use that knowledge. So one of the things that happened before I met the wolves is that I had a moment of enlightenment. I'm sure you've had one and you're awakened. But one of the rules about awakening is this. When you can see the light in the world, it means that you have awakened and that a teacher is coming. So between this time and when I met the wolves, about 3 months passed. I was living next to a mountain in a secluded place with a beautiful forest behind our house, very simple life, at home with my children. I had a garden, lots of time to meditate, not much money, but abundance in all other ways. And I would look at this long dirt road. Some days I would think someone's just going to come down this road and they're going to be my teacher. Or I'll get a letter in the mail. But no, I ended up meeting wolves, and wolves became my teacher. How did they teach me? Well, part of it was this amazing feeling that they emanate. When you're with a wolf and they like you and you feel their energy extended to you, it's almost like being between worlds. You're in this physical world, and it becomes so much more beautiful than it was before, and so much more real. And at the same time, there's magic everywhere. It's in the air. You feel the earth when you step. Your thoughts change. Now, why does this happen? It's because the wolves are aligned with themselves and the earth, in the universe, and that's what they want you to have. That's what every good teacher wants you to have. Such a strong understanding of yourself, a physical enjoyment and awareness of life, and being so connected that you start to create these amazing thoughts and feelings and images about your life, and you actually manifest them. That's what real learning and real awakening is about. So imagine that you're with me when I'm meeting the wolves, and you're in a beautiful living room, and two big wolves come up and sit at your feet and look at you. And they put their heads in your lap. And when you touch their faces, or rub their ears. They're so pure and so powerful. And this incredibly charged energy runs through you. And they want you to go out with them, and they make it clear, so you follow them out. And that same strange winter landscape, which is stark and bare here in the deep south in the winter, suddenly becomes like a beautiful painting that you can move around in. And when you're moving with the wolves, the trees move with you. The wind moves with you. And they show you things that you've never really seen or noticed before. So why would the wolves want to do this? Why would they want to be our teacher? They say that they came down from the stars with us to this planet. And when we came here, we were amazing creators. Anything we thought was aligned with us, anything we wanted, came to us. And the interesting thing about being that kind of creator is that you only want what's aligned with you, what truly makes you happy. And they also had this whole series of myths, not the kind of mythology that you read in books, not myths about the Eskimos, not myths about the Native Americans, but their own stories about us, about how as we went through time, and they don't know why, we lost many of our abilities to create. But the wolf saved up all this knowledge to share with us right now at this time. And what is this time? It's the turning of the ages. It's a 2,000 and a 26,000 year cycle that allows people to awaken. We're also going through this collectively. Many of us are awakening at the same time. But the wolves think that more importantly, we can now remember these abilities, these qualities, these secrets that we have within ourselves. We can awaken. And they see this time very much as an ending of the old age of forgetting, although they think there are things that are valuable in this age, and our learning is valuable, and that we will take that with us, but that the beginning of all time is coming back, the beauty and the perfection of that time. So if we look a little more deeply, these are just simple examples. Several animals thought to be extinct are coming back. One was a wolf in India. Another bird has reappeared. They're growing seeds from a squash that's 800 years old. I think there is a flower from many ages ago that they have grown and planted. And so the energy of the things that are in alignment are coming back. And that means rewriting our relationships and stepping back into our incredible ability to create. Some of you are wondering, is this everyone? I don't know. I know that there is a small percentage of humanity that is awakened and in a place of love because I can feel them. And I know that those are the people to whom the wolf speaks. If they tell me that that's enough and that's enough energy, then I'm going to believe that. And I also believe that we have the power to step back into creating for ourselves and for the world. So the first way to do that, and we'll go into more details and more stories in a few minutes, is to step into that magical feeling, that place of being between worlds, where everything is magical and everything is real. And then you move to your heart space and you say, I want to create. I want to be imaginative. I want to be free. And I want help from the universe. Because whether it's the wolves or a teacher or the universe itself, we all have to have help. I had tons of help from the wolves, and I still do. And that's the thing about the collective energy of many people waking up with higher consciousness at one time. We need each other. The words that I'm saying, the images that I'm projecting to you, I need you to help me with those. When you imagine it and you feel it, it becomes 10 times stronger. And we begin to create and bring back that magical time that was so close to the beginning. So I ask you for just a second, because I think we all have this deep within us, the Tibetans call it the inborn knowledge, the feeling of what it was like to walk on the earth with a wolf as a companion. And hold that feeling, and we'll take a break.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedemann.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com. That's O-N-E, trueself.com. and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. We're talking about wolves and some of their instructions in this particular time about recalling our abilities to create, how the wolves feel about that, what their tips are with that, and how we can create more of the life that we really want. So let's talk for a second about how the world feels on the outside. And that is that it is rather strange. Emotions are high. There are a lot of lower thoughts and emotions, just as there are higher thoughts and emotions. We're all working with soul contracts, the relationships that we have with other people, animals, ourselves, and the world. And we're working on our calling. What is our calling? It's the expression of our inner gifts in the outer world. For people who are beginning, just simply focusing on who you really are, meditating, and radiating light is a wonderful way to begin. You're helping from this point of view. There is something good about the chaos, the strange planetary aspects that we're experiencing, the solar flares, and the movement of the magnetic field. And that is that when this chaos exists, it's like a crack in time. It makes it easier to create. I'll go into this later, but surprisingly, the wolves use the seasons and the moon to make their co-creations more effective. And I'll tell you about that in a bit. I think the place for us to start is on the level of the heart, because it's in our heart that we find the truth. It's in our heart that we know if what we're working on really resonates with who we are. So let's take a second and just draw a circle in the center of our chest. And let's see pink light flowing in to the center of our chest. And feel that beautiful universal light coming into every cell in our body and all of the spaces in between. And that beautiful light can nourish us, lift us to a higher vibration, and align us with what the universe desires for us to manifest. Why is that important? Because it's not going to make you happy unless you and the universe are aligned. And you can only hear your heart when you're aligned with the universe and who you really are. So one of the wolves that I met, her name was Juno, and she was the alpha wolf. So she had about 8 wolves in her pack. And while she certainly used body language to convey thoughts, she could think as clearly as I can speak. Some wolves have a very profound knowledge of English, our language, and how it sounds. Other wolves don't. All of them can send energy. So one of the things that she would do with me, and I can do this as well, is we would sit together. And she could feel what my thoughts were, what I wanted. And she would expand them and give me a beautiful picture of them. So take just a second and imagine you're in that presence. And whatever your desire is, it's becoming very real in physical form. And feel that for a moment. And come back. Now, one of the interesting things to me about the wolves and Juno specifically is that from the beginning, I could feel them and I could see pictures. And just so you know, one of my deepest desires since childhood was to hear the voices of animals. I had a very wonderful and sometimes very difficult childhood, and I spent most of my free time in the forest. I had lots of wild animals as pets, and I could feel what the animal felt, but I couldn't hear them. And with the wolves, that wish was granted. But Juno wanted to tell me stories, myths, about the wolves and people through time. And so she sent waves. So I would get a huge jumble of pictures at one time. And I would take notes on each of the different pictures. And then I would try to figure out how they went together. Then, after I finally had the pictures, almost like a cartoon strip, I would write the story. And I had to rewrite most of the stories 10 or 15 times before they really made sense or the beauty of the story approached the energy that she sent to me. Why am I making this point? Because that's actually what our desires look like to the wolves, is a jumble of pictures that we don't put together with love. We have to love ourselves enough to bring all those images together so that they make a full and total picture. And whether we know it or not, we're always sending these waves out in the world. I think all of us know that when we make a concise image, it usually happens. Particularly so if we're in the flow. So what do I mean? Two people can meet for lunch, one has no traffic, finds a parking place, and their favorite meal is a special, the meal they really wanted. The other person encounters traffic, can't find a place to park, is late, and what they wanted for lunch isn't on the menu. What dictates that? Our consciousness and our projection. So much of the time, we're projecting things without clarity and without a concise image. And what we don't know as human beings is that we're really talking all the time with those images. So if you think about someone a great deal, that's energy. And that person receives the energy. And maybe you can't understand why they seem so irritated while you're just being nice and asking them to do something that they wanted to do with you. Why is that? It's because they read your energy. So the way that things work in a wolf's world is very different from yours or mine. As soon as you just even understand the basics of it, you start to notice what you're putting out. So when we put out an image or a visual in the world, we're projecting outwardly. When we think about the inner self, we're pulling energy in. So with this awareness right now, think about something that you want to project and breathe energy into the heart space and then breathe it out into the world. Feel it happening and make that more real than what you're experiencing now. One thing that wolves do, and it sets a great example for us, is they play all the time. Like they might steal my purse or my wallet and run around with it and then bring it back. They might all play with pine cones and throw them up in the air and one person has to catch them, maybe even me. And they love adventures. So they're always creating something fun to do. Some happy, magical way of experiencing life. From my personal perspective, this is something that we really need to bring back. We need for life to become fun and easy and magical and to stay connected to our hearts. So we'll talk about that more when we come back. How do we make it easier to create? And how do the wolves do it? They have some very special tricks, and we'll talk about them when they come back. So hold that thought. I'll be right back, and let's take a short break.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death, from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com. And you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. We're talking about some of the things that I learned from wolves and how they used group energy to create together and to create holograms, which are like living images that we use in manifestation. So let's start with some of the specific wolves. I mentioned Juno earlier, who was the alpha wolf. In a pack, the female wolf is the leader. She usually has a consort, well, she does have a consort, the alpha male. And generally, they're the only two animals in a wolf pack that would breed. They're in charge of everyone. They're the brains and the mastermind of every endeavor. They also have different jobs for every wolf in the pack. So, for example, Lizzo and Sheba, which were beautiful, young, light-colored wolves, were very social, very friendly, loved children, had this very uplifting spirit, like, oh my gosh, it's the most beautiful animal I've ever seen. I want to pet it. And they didn't mind. They're very docile and would lie down and let people touch them as much as they wanted. The other wolves tend to stay back. So they were the greeters. And the pack, they supported the alpha female. They also took care of the cubs or the puppies when they were small. There were two other very influential males. One was Nikki, a large male wolf, and he protected the pack. He watched for intruders. He let them know if they were there. He kept specific energies away from the pack. He was very aware of that. And Rennie was the youngest. He was the baby. And he weighed 180 pounds and was probably the most gentle wolf of all. He was playful, he was sweet, and he was very careful of people because of his size. However, because of his size, he carried a very strong vibration. So if the pack wanted to create something by seeing it, or if they were on a chase or a hunt, he could direct the energy. And he was often in the rear or the back of the pack unless they needed him to help. Every single one of these wolves also had a different tone of voice. Every vibration, every howl carried a different frequency that served a different purpose. And when their voices came together at night, when they ran beneath the moon, they would often project that sound to a specific place. Say they wanted to go somewhere, they would project to there. Say they wanted to send energy to my house or my garden, the sound would travel there. And this is something that we're usually not very aware of as human beings, but we can use certain tones of our voice to send sound to specific locations. So they had all these beautiful vibrations that they put out. I wanted to tell you about some of their gifts. So Juno, as I said, was the mastermind. She knew the stories that went back into time. She would share them with a pack, and they would all see the same image together. Sheba, who was one of the young, friendly wolves, female wolves, had the gift of sleep. If you took her home and let her stay with you for the weekend, you would sleep for hours and hours. Everyone in the house would. And you would have the most wonderful dreams, and you would wake up completely refreshed. Liesl tended to work with Juno, the main wolf, and to direct energy however she wanted her to do it. So she was a backup. Nikki, as I said, was powerful. He was a protector. So when there were things like thunder, he could howl at a certain pitch to keep it from coming where the wolves were. He could move that energy through the earth. He could also feel around them for a very long way. And he would hold that space to keep them safe, which is something that all of us can do. Rini's gift, besides being absolutely adorable and wonderful to whoever loved him, was that he could amplify. He could very strongly amplify the energy of anything they wanted to do. If they engaged his mind and his energy, it became twice as intense and twice as powerful. And then I left out Petey, who was a young silver wolf. And he certainly just added the quality of magic. Everything became magical and light and exciting when he was around. And this is true of our group endeavors. If we're aligned with ourselves and the world, we bring in these qualities and they're all amplified. So if we go back to the wolves, when they wanted to create something, and I'll give you some examples. Maybe they wanted venison in the winter. I'm in the deep south where everyone hunts in the winter, so it wasn't that hard to get that. They need it in the winter. Maybe they wanted a new kind of food. So whoever was buying their food for them might go to the feed store or the pet store and decide that this new brand of food was exactly what they needed. Now, wolves are very smart. They were in and out of the house, so sometimes they would pick food from a commercial if they thought that it was good. How did they make that happen? They would see it. They would see themselves with the food, and they would see themselves getting the food. And it happened. And I came to believe so deeply in the wolves because they could give me such exactly correct information again and again. Like a friend you haven't seen in a long time, we'll come over and see you on Wednesday afternoon. Think, well, who is that? But then it would happen. Or your grandmother will call you at 8 tonight. Or that herb you wanted to order from that book that you can't find, it grows on the far side of the mountain, exactly here. Well, it would be. When this happens long enough, you stop having any doubt. You just believe. And the more I believed in them and the more I believed in the universe, the more of their secrets they shared. So this is what they showed me about creating things. When they would sit together with all those different qualities and abilities and tones, I'll call them tones because it's specific resonance of energy, they would start by thinking about what they wanted, and they would create a picture of it, and they would lie there on the ground, and they would see that image over and over and over, and they would see it as if it was happening now. Now, one of their favorite things to create were adventures, and they think that humans are very lacking in this area, that we're not all that great about creating adventures. So what would be an example of that? Well, we decided to go on a long walk with two of the wolves, and we went to this place that had a medicine wheel and had been an Indian burial ground, and my friend Liz and I sat down, and we were meditating, and we were all excited, and we looked around, and the wolves had suddenly disappeared, and because the wolves took us to this place, we kind of didn't know where we were. Neither of us had a good sense of direction, but eventually, an hour or two later, after we lost the path completely, we came out at the shoals where the water was very deep and going very quickly, and the wolves appeared on the other side of the stream. So we waded through this very wide stream or small river, about up to mid-thigh, We got out. We walked with them for a while, and we saw that had we gone downstream for another 5 minutes or 10 minutes, there would have been a really easy place to cross. As soon as we realized this, the wolves thought that was hilarious. They sort of laughed at us. And I said, why didn't you take us here to cross? And Juno said, it wouldn't have been an adventure, and you wouldn't have had to be courageous or creative, and it wouldn't have been nearly as much fun. So that's an example of how they have an adventure. Now, you might see me in my dirty, wet, sand-crusted jeans and my wet shoes following the wolves home, but in truth, it was exciting. It was wonderful to have been led with the wolves to a place that I had never been, that had a lot of energy. I love to hike through the woods. It's marvelous with a wolf. They look like they're 3 or 4 times their normal size, and they emanate such grace and power and courage. I was horrified when I turned around and the wolves were gone. They didn't answer us, on purpose, of course. And then they were waiting for us to complete the adventure. And that's what an adventure in a wolf's life is like. It usually takes place in the natural world. It makes you deal with a situation you didn't know was coming, but it works out well. And you're happy afterwards. So today, we're talking about how real wolves live, create fun, create change, and how they use specific techniques. I teach these techniques, and you can check out my website at onetrueself.com to see more. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about non-ordinary gifts and how we can create as the wolves do. We'll be right back.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
What are the Planet Pods and Planet Filter Self-Care Alchemy Essences? Our high vibrational essential oils and body butter contain living energies of specialty herbs and essential oils. All our products are created using the energies of nature. Made from flowers and herbs, each blend is then programmed using crystals, sound, color, sacred geometry, and other energies found in nature. Our products have a delicate aroma, and more importantly, they contain the vibrational signature of plants and other energy forms for optimal healing. Check out planetapothecary.shop to add these to your family's self-care and well-being.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Gen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Gen.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Thank you.
we're back on, and I'm Julia Griffin at OneTrueSelf.com, O-N-E-TrueSelf.com, with the Power of Inspiration and Awakening show, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. We're talking about holograms and how the wolves use them, as well as non-ordinary states of mind. So when you begin to awaken or when you become interested in spiritual work, you start to develop non-ordinary gifts. What are those? It's clairvoyance, clairaudience, the ability to hear the invisible world, to see energy, to connect with the heart, awareness, and development of intuition. All of these non-ordinary states are essentially the way that we read the real energy, the underlying truth of the physical and the spiritual world. And this is what the wolves thought to be one of the most important things that we can manifest. Because when you see the energy of something, you know the truth about it. When you intuit what someone is thinking, it's much deeper and much more real than what you're taking on the surface. When you can see the energy that people or animals are projecting as a real live thought, example, your dog is thirsty and you suddenly see clean water in the bowl. That's an example of reading something intuitively as opposed to thinking it in our reality. What if you're around someone who seems really happy, but you feel sad after you see them? Something's probably wrong. And as you rely more on your intuition, you know about what's really going on beneath the surface. So let's use some of what the wolves told us about how they would sit together and create a hologram. So if we move into a hologram, it's a real living picture of life that carries feelings, and those feelings need to be positive. You might feel joy, you might feel relief, you might feel love, you might feel in harmony with your surroundings. So let's move into that, a more harmonious future. Harmony always involves abundance. Abundance of love, abundance of adventures, abundance of wonderful beings like wolves or people like you who are awake. It involves higher thoughts that resonate with universal law. And it involves growth and expansion and healing and developing the physical body. So let's imagine, let's make it 6 months from now, that all of us are bringing images together, and it's that incredible harmony of the future. Everything around us is beautiful and harmonious. Wherever you're living, it's aligned with you. So see if you can get that imagery. Of a living in a place that's in alignment with you. Feel the love of beings. It can be animals, trees, people. Probably you need some of all three. Feel your body in harmony with nature. Pure food, pure water, a few treats to feel better or to make you happy. See how that looks in this hologram. Notice that you're learning. I don't know what your hobby or your calling might be, but let's say you're learning more about it, because that brings great satisfaction to the heart and the soul. You're feeling more of nature now, more of the beauty of the world. And you're having adventures with people who understand you and know where you want to go in your life and want to help you with that. They know if you prefer winter or summer or the beach or the mountains. And they're part of that landscape of your soul. And notice how as you imagine this and as you feel it, you feel better. Your vibration becomes higher. So move into that again. And you're living in that house that's in harmony with you. And a place that feels wonderful and protects you with its beautiful energy. You're with beings who love you, animals, plants, people, who inherently know all of your good qualities. Whatever you're doing is successful. It's working and it's easier than you ever thought possible. You have ample prosperity, so you can do things and experiment with things and learn more about who you are. Take classes, go on trips, whatever it is your soul wants. And you're feeling yourself awaken and moving into this higher vibration. So just imagine for a moment you can hear birds, you can hear the wind, you can feel the sun, and all of those things are aligning you with who you truly are. And it's beautiful. And it's wonderful. So come back. For whatever reason, this hologram of creating a more abundant life seems to be one of the easiest ones to start with. I suppose because we really want it. So begin with that and work with it every day and all the good feelings that are there. In the spring and the summer, this part of the year when it's light and the days are long, the energies rise from the surface of the earth. So it's a wonderful time to work intuitively, to see our dreams grow, to grow plants, and to watch the earth itself grow. So imagine that for a moment. That's what you're sending out into the world, that feeling. We have a request from the wolves that we learn to see our own world, as we just described in the hologram, as more beautiful, and the world around us in a better light. So what do I mean by that? I want you to become self-correcting in how you see the world. See homes for the homeless. See a healthier environment. See more prosperity and balance for everyone. And think about what it's like to live in a world on a higher vibration where you can express your spiritual gifts and abilities and create a beautiful world. You are a creator, and you came here to create. So start to recognize yourself as such. At this point, we're moving into the new moon. So as we move into this phase, it's important to think about what will you let go of. Maybe you let go of a smaller image of yourself. Maybe you let go of the thought that you struggle or that solutions are hard to find. And maybe you make a plan to see yourself as someone who finds answers, as someone to whom knowledge flows in gently and easily, and as someone who creates beautiful things in this world that so needs your magic and your vibration. So one more tip, a real desire that comes from the heart helps you and helps the world. People often ask me, is it selfish to manifest? Absolutely not. Your heart and the universe are asking you to create something beautiful and wonderful that no one else can create. And if it is a true desire, you'll grow. You'll discover your gifts as you proceed in the direction of your desire. There's always a block. There's always a part of yourself that you have to get through, which makes you grow and become more of who you truly are. It takes time and it takes work, but it's so worth it to step into a very different world. So remember your hologram. Go back to your heart and project that hologram often. And remember that you're deserving because you're love and you're light. So in closing, I want to remind you that you can sign up for my weekly newsletter on my website. And I want to thank you for tuning into the Power of Inspiration and Awakening show. Please join me in the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month at 9 a.m. Pacific. Have a great week. I'll see you back next time.
Thank you for listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Join us next time as Julia takes us deeper into the memory of the moments of light where transcendence and enlightenment emerge. The memory of the jewel of consciousness is always lived within you to tap into waves of energy and create huge changes by imagining the beauty of the vision and desires that are hidden in the heart. Learn to find your way back to nature, beauty, and your own heart, which holds the secrets of your existence and future. To discover more about Julia's adventures, animal communication, and the teachings she brings to every show, visit onetrueself.com. That's onetrueself.com. That's O-N-E, trueself.com.